we're asking people to text us in how much they got for their allowance growing up, if anything. Now, I think that generally growing up, I mean, you had the mix of everybody. Kids would ask this question. Did you get an allowance? Right? That question would kind of float around the locker room, float around the, you know, around the passing period. You get an allowance? Yeah, my dad gives me an allowance. And you always heard about the fabled kid who gets $100 a week, you know? It was like the same
dude,
people.
Dude, who were you hanging out with?
It was like the same.
$100? I thought, like, the kid that got $20.
It was always a myth. It was always a myth. It was the same people who go, yeah, dude, my entire pillow from Halloween was just filled with king-size candy bars because I went over to the Johnson Lane over there, the gated community. This is not true, okay? They did not all... Not every house gave out king-size candy bars, okay?
Though that would be awesome.
Some
I
did.
There.
Some did every so often, and so it turned into... It wasn't good enough that you got two king-size candy bars from the rich neighborhood.
Yeah.
It was that my entire bag was filled with king-size candy bars. In fact, a man was so excited that I came and knocked on his door for Halloween that he dropped off a bucket full of chocolate for me. Of course, that stuff is fake. And the kid who got $100 for the...
Never happened.
For the allowance probably didn't happen. But... The allowance is on the rise. Now, I'm looking at this article, and I'm going to have to exchange things over, okay, from pounds to dollars here, okay? So I'm looking at right now, if you had £6.87 to the dollar, what would you guess that was? What would you guess that was? It's $10, $10.65 for us.
Yeah, that's what I said. $10.65.
So $10.65 for us is what the weekly dole is on average for an allowance.
$10.
$10.50 a week.
Okay.
And that is that's up beefy. From that's a lot because $10 a week, I mean you're getting
that's $40 a month. If you got three kids, that's $120.
It's car payment. It's quite up because 15 years ago the allowance was $2.90 a week.
There we go.
$2.90 a week, and now it's up to $10.50 a week. That's a 400% increase, and with that, mom and dad's wages have not gone up 400%, okay? So
barely.
When you look at it, It's pretty ridiculous to think about how much kids are getting, I guess, when it comes to the allowance. Now, then the argument comes, Dave, about the allowance. Now, I didn't get an allowance, okay? But I do have a wife who is money-minded, as you know, degree in business finance. And she is very worried that our kids will go blind into the money thing. And I didn't necessarily go blind. I had a job when I was 15, starting at 13, really. I had money, I had income of some sort coming in. It was not much, but it was basically my CD fund. But I also had the bank of dad that if I wanted to withdraw, if I could make a compelling enough argument, he would say, all right, I'll give you the $10 for the movies and the popcorn and the drink that you want.
But he made you earn it when you asked.
Yeah, he would give me all the questions. How much is that going to cost? Okay, so what do you think you've done or whatever? And in the end, my dad wasn't real. And I was the sixth of six kids. Of course, I was the one who was getting everything that I wanted,
according
to my siblings. I don't know what the rule is on allowances. Financial experts give kind of a mixed bag there because they'll say, hey, that you want to teach your kids about budgets, but you don't have to do it by giving them an allowance.
Yeah.
Because the reality is... them, quote unquote, working for you, wink. You know, your kids aren't your labor. You know, I mean, when you talk about, and all these folks that are texting in that are saying, "Hey, I weeded the heck out of that garden for me to be able to get those, to get that allowance." This person texting in, my kids get $20 a week. That's a lot. Maybe you're in the rich.
Bucks,
where
man,
do you live,
sweet.
So I can know where to come? You know,
can I mow your lawn? Because if you're paying your kids $20, man, I know I'm getting $100 for that lawn mow.
Okay, here it is. When I found out what allowance was when I asked my parents for some, and they just started laughing at me. That's another one. My allowance as a kid was, let me see. This one says Powers out in Draper. That's nothing to do with this. My allowance pretty much was unlimited money. However, I did a lot of chores around the house. I never complained about having to do yard work, etc. So you knew you had a good thing going if you had quote unquote unlimited money. Now at some point when I actually wanted an allowance, because right now my kids don't, they want money and they have no idea what they would use it for.
Yeah.
because, and it's funny because now I'll give them money and they'll be like, yes, I have $5. And then eventually when I find it on the ground in their room, I end up just putting it back in the jar of stuff that I end up saying, hey, yeah, you earned $5. They don't know what they're going to do with it. So my wife will get them on this plan. You got to learn how to earn the Legos, right? That's the thing right now. Earn your Legos, earn X, Y, or Z, and teach them about budgeting. And if you finish off all of these chores, then you'll be able to get the payoff. And at the end of the week when it doesn't happen, there have been meltdowns. And at the end of the week when it has happened, joyous rejoicing throughout the home. But I don't know, Dave, if there should be an automatic allowance just for being in the house because we say, hey, your kids will learn about money better. Because in my instance, my young kids haven't learned a thing. And by the time I actually wanted an allowance, like 14, 15 years old, my dad go, cool. So what's, so you're not earning anything at your job? Because I had a part-time job and I would get $80 a week maybe for my part-time job as a kid. And I had to be, you know, here was the thing. Prom was expensive. Dinner was expensive. I got help from my parents on certain things. I was on the Curie scholarship in college. I needed help there. So I guess in my whole life, I've had the, I've had an allowance, but it just hasn't been called an allowance. Jefferson pulled this one for us today because I think most people's old school attitude on allowance kind of went along the lines of something that was on Everybody Hates Chris.
I'm not giving you money for walking around doing nothing. An allowance? I allow you to sleep here at night. I allow you to eat them potatoes. I allow you to use my lights. I allow you to drink my Kool-Aid. I allow you to nibble on them green beans. I allow you to look at that TV. I allow you to run up my gas bill. I allow you to walk up my stairs. I allow you to ask me these ridiculous questions. Why should I give you an allowance?
Why should I give you an allowance? So he allows
I allow you to run up my gas bill. That's my favorite one.
To do all these things. See, so why do you deserve some money?
This was my parents.
That's the parents' big argument. You get a pillow to sleep on at night.
And let's be honest, it's a pretty solid argument. It's, you can say what you want. That's a pretty solid argument. My parents, you know what they did? They allowed me to work. So what I mean by that is, like, I'd mow lawns. The summer was spent with me pushing a mower from neighbor to neighbor mowing lawns. And mom and dad would, you know, they didn't make me pay for the gas or tune up the mower that I was using or the edger. And so they gave me some skills to go out and work and to earn some money. And they helped me that way. So I mean, it cost them money, man. I was mowing half the houses in our neighborhood, and I was pouring through gas. And I'd be like, "Hey, mom and dad, I need some gas for the mower so I can go mow people's lawns." They're like, "Well, you got some money?" I'm like, "Ha ha ha! Go fill up that gas. I need to use it."
Such an ungrateful kid. Basically, every time you come on this show, you tell me how ungrateful you were as a teenager.
Well, I wasn't, or as an adolescent. I just didn't fully understand, but one of the best things I learned is, I remember I was 13 years old, and don't tell the IRS this, but I earned $1,000 over a summer. Now, $1,000 to a 13-year-old in 1989 or whatever is roughly, I mean, let me do a quick calculate, that's $30,000 for adults. I mean, that is a huge amount of money.
Sure it is.
And my mom and dad told me nothing about what I could or couldn't do with that money. I had carte blanche to spend it as freely and as much as I wanted to.
That's when you racked up your first credit card debt that you couldn't pay off.
And I spent every single dime of that $1,000.
On
pizza, garbage on pail video kids. Games, on video rentals. And
now,
then,
back then it was cassette tapes.
It was the Hi-8. Yeah, and I spent all of it, and it helped shape me into
an overspender,
man. I carried that through until I married my wife and actually learned some financial sense.
But even then, I struggle.
But I was 23 years old, and I was still racking up debt during the school year, and then I'd work my guts out in the summer and pay it all off, and then I'd rack it up.
You know what our texts have turned into? Just a giant pile of lamenting their childhood. just text after text of mild child abuse cases that should be opened up against their parents for only giving them a dollar for mowing the lawn and feeding the dog and washing the dishes, et cetera. And, you know, I do think that those things are expected. And I want to be the dad that says, hey, I'm okay to give you this money right here. I'm okay to do this for you. I'm okay for you to do X, Y, and Z. I'm okay with those things. But I do want there to be some fiscal responsibilities in the house, Noriega.